RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where I try to convince you that the second song on an album is the album's best or at least most important. We've done reasonably well so far this year, and hopefully this one will be another one in the convincing pile rather than the unconvincing pile. In this week's and indeed this year's last episode of Song 2, we are again tripping up over the warped stairwell of intros. This intro is over the 1 minute mark in duration, 1 minute and 41 seconds, I'll have you know, and is thus classed as a proper track. Handy for me, and lucky for you.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
It is, it's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
3 Feet High and Rising is the debut studio album by the American hip-hop group De La Soul. Released on February the 6th, 1989 by Tommy Boy Records, which also had Digital Underground and Naughty by Nature on their roster, it was the first of three collaborations with the producer Prince Paul, and remains the critical and commercial peak of both parties. The album title comes from the Johnny Cash song 5 Feet High and Rising, and contains the singles Me, Myself and I, The Magic Number, Buddy, and I Know.
Actually not a trip, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine, and three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind.
De La Soul are rightly regarded as pioneers of getting hip-hop recognised on a wider stage. Mega smash hit The Magic Number set the tone for the album, which is acknowledged as one of the most influential hip-hop records ever made. Like most De La Soul tracks, The Magic Number is a pastiche of samples, the main one coming from the 1973 song Three is a Magic Number by Bob Dorough, part of a segment of Schoolhouse Rock, a series of educational animated vignettes that, I am informed, every American kid who grew up in the 70s and 80s remembers watching. As you may have gathered, The Magic Number is also the second track on this album.
For now, get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my
Pace, Master Maze, Trigoy the Dove, and Posnoose of De La Soul were interviewed by Rolling Stone to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the album's release, and in that conversation, Posnoose recalled, "At that point, we were still trying things in Mace's house, just having fun with records. Multiplication Rock was a record we had just had, and we were already in love with the history of the Hip Hop One record from Tommy Boy Records, where Double D and Steinsky had the beat that was up top there. So we decided to just put those two together on our little Casio machine." Trigoy the Dove added, "There was no plan back then. It was just putting songs together and placing them where they belonged. Obviously, three of us in the group, three is the magic number. It became the philosophy. But mostly, it was just a song that we loved, and it became part of the album." According to details revealed in a really rather remarkable interview feature with Uncut, De La Soul came up with the magic number while working in Mace's basement, lifting the main sample from Bob Dorough's Three is a Magic Number, and also repurposing the Double D and Steinsky's Lesson 3 for the drums, with the samples chopped up at Posnoose's mother's house on a Casio SK-1. "It didn't even have an input on it," he said, "so you couldn't get a clear sample. You just had to put it right next to the speaker. So that's how we were doing pre-production then, before we even knew what pre-production meant." The track was then put in front of producer Prince Paul. Though the cut was raw, he could hear something in it that could be worth a punt. Posnoose says, "He was just as excited as I was. He was like, man, I got to meet with you guys. I can't make no promises, but we could definitely go in the studio and clean all of this up and put all of this together. I'm going to try and do my best for a record deal for you guys." Posnas's rhyme was supposed to be about what he thought about himself, about what he was going through, but also coming together to give off the feeling of being three guys who had this magic bond. When De La Soul's debut album, 3 Feet High and Rising, came out in 1989, everything about it felt fresh. Even its cover was engaging, a bright yellow background dotted with cartoon flowers and a peace sign, with three slightly nerdy guys looking skeptically at the camera.
And that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys.
After 3 Feet High and Rising's incredible success, De La Soul kept putting out decent records every few years, even after they parted ways with Prince Paul, working with Gorillaz and Handsome Boy Modeling School, for example. Though they've never repeated the success of 3 Feet High and Rising, perhaps burdened somewhat by the album and its legacy. Dove says that the band must have demoed the magic number no later than 1986, when he had just graduated from high school, Amityville Memorial, if you are interested, and Poz and Maze were still in school. They used to go to Poz's house after school and write concepts and talk about music and hip-hop and ideas. At that time, Dove says, a lot of hip-hop solo artists were braggers and boasters, lyricists who talked about how good they were and were up for any battle. Those were things that we loved and respected because it was hip-hop, it was happening and it was amazing, but for us, it was a little different to how we planned on approaching it.
But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three mates passing me? And that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll.
Poz was born in the Bronx, and Dove and Maze came from Brooklyn. They were well aware of the social and political aspects of race. We still knew that struggle, still knew the pain of being stopped by police because we were black. So nothing that NWA was saying was foreign or alien to us.
Shout, three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle, shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
Paul states, it's just that we chose not to express ourselves as De La Soul like that. Even Mace, who could be very honest about his early dealings in the streets and what he saw in Brooklyn and what he needed to do to support his family. He just chose that that wouldn't be the element that he talked about in De La Soul. But we were always very familiar with it, and we could, of course, relate to it. Dove recalls of their environment. We didn't live in any fancy neighborhoods. Our friends were good students, as well as kids on a corner selling drugs. We could have touched on a lot of those things, but we wanted a different perspective. We kind of approached those subjects in a different way, like my brother's a basshead, or Millie pulled a pistol on Santa. We felt comfortable doing that stuff because it felt like that's who we were. Interesting, humorous young kids having a good time. The magic number came out towards the end of the recording period for 3 Feet High and Rising. It was never intended to be a title track, but, says Maze, it really was a nice record that kind of was a manifesto of who we are, a song saying that this unit is really important. I think how we respect each other's ears, respect each other's musical opinions, and just respect each other as friends. You know, this whole thing became something because of that. I think the combination of us three, the way we are, was magical. And then the record spoke for itself. At its core, The Magic Number is a song about positivity and love. The lyrics encourage listeners to embrace these concepts and to reject negativity and hate.
Parents let go because it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, so you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's and don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show not a function.
According to Posnas, the number 3 represents unity. In an interview with Genius, he explained, 3 is a strong number. It represents unity, past, present, and future, beginning, middle, and end, and the mind, body, and soul. It's like a tripod. If one of those things are off, it doesn't stand up. In a 2019 interview with Billboard, De La Soul member Dove said, the fact that it's sustained for 30 years and it's still vibrant, it still feels fresh, it shows we are actually doing something right.
Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective.
But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three mates past me? And that's the magic.
As we round up this episode and the year, it's wonderful to have revisited The Magic Number. It is a timeless classic. Put it on now and you'll see its effects directly. Heads bobbing, feet tapping. Its catchy melody and positive message have made it a beloved song in hip-hop and beyond, and in doing so, kick-started a movement within the genre towards positivity, consciousness, and unity. It is one of only a few number of tracks that highlight the power of music to inspire change and promote positivity. And in that regard, it remains one of the best song two examples we have had.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
And that's a magic number.
It is also important to address that David Jew Jolicoeur, who rapped as Trugoy the Dove, died on February the 12th, 2023. He was 54. No cause of death was given at the time, but natural causes were implied. The rapper had been diagnosed with congestive heart failure in 2017. One of the most original and most loved voices in hip-hop has been truly missed. In putting this episode together, we spent a good while on songfacts.com, oldtimemusic.com, newyorker.com, genius.com, uncut.co.uk's brilliant article by Tom Pinnock, songmeaningsandfacts.com, the delete bin, songtel.com, and other reliable sources. Don't forget to hit subscribe if you are yet to do so. Drop a review and a star rating. It really does help us spread the word. Song 2 will be back for Season 3 in 2024. Till then, be good. Song 2 is researched, written, voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Cheers.